So we begin to Ordinary Time, and what a back-to-back kind of 1-2 punch in a great way. Obviously, they're not a physical punch, but we go from Pentecost yesterday to today, which is a kind of a new day from Pope Francis starting this as the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of the Church, and how important in our community, our state, our country, not only still going through the coronavirus, but also the violence and the looting and the rioting, and also the peacefulness of peaceful protesting. Of course, the death of that black man who was killed, the ups and downs of just what's been going on. And again, we go to the Mother Mary, our Mother Mary, Mother of our Church. It's cool that, you know, we're wearing this kind of the Magnificat because we don't have the readings in order because it's new. So first, listening to the gospel acclamation. You know, every time we say a gospel acclamation, where we sing or say the Alleluia before the gospel, that this is not from the scriptures. Some of the words are, but the whole sentences are not from the scriptures. And sometimes that'll happen for a special day like today or other saints that might be used for the acclamation. But this is what it was. O happy virgin, you gave birth to the Lord. O blessed mother of the church, you warm our hearts with the spirit of your son, Jesus Christ. Once again, as we, most of our thoughts are in some really chaotic things in our country, let's hear that again. Both the mother, our Mother Mary, and the Holy Spirit, as we heard yesterday, and then the mother of our church. O happy virgin, you gave birth to the Lord. O blessed mother of the church, you warm our hearts with the spirit of your son, Jesus Christ. Now, the mother of our church, that makes sense to me. Now, the mother of God, you know, use your brain on that one. Twist your brain on that one. That's a paradox we call, right? Because obviously Jesus had the mother of Mary. Mary was obviously Jesus Christ's son. But Jesus was also God. So we can say truly that Mother Mary is a God, that she is the mother of God. And how does that work? Because the Trinity was for all eternity before Mary was on our earth. So just, there's a good one too on the sidewalk on a Monday morning. But to finish quickly, we heard in the last reading today in John 19, how in the culture of that time, if a woman is a widow, which was Mary at this point, because Joseph has been passed away, we don't know how, and her son, the only person in her life, was on the cross dying. And what happened? He gave his mother to St. John the Evangelist, and vice versa. St. John the Evangelist, he gave to mother. And that's really one very important part of the Gospels about why Pope Francis talked about our mother as the mother of the church. Because she then became the mother of St. John the Evangelist. And we seek her and the Holy Spirit during this time of chaos. So let's continue to ask for the Holy Spirit, his gifts and fruits, and our mother of our church.